2012. It is May 10th, and I am here with Richard Byrne. We're doing our Tool of the Week segment. So, Richard, what do you have for us this week?
So, this week, the tool that I'm excited about is a tool called the New Hive. The New Hive is a new tool, as the name implies, for making collages online, for lack of a better description. It's not quite making a website. It's not quite a blog. It's an online collage or an online poster.
Nice.
And if you've ever used Glogster, yeah. The concept is similar. The difference with the New Hive is that you don't have any predefined templates. It's really a blank canvas. You can size up any element and put as many elements as you want on the page or as few elements as you want. You can put in a MP3 file, a video file, a picture, text, and it all happens just on one clear page, and you can make your pages private or public.
Cool.
It's a service that's still in a closed beta period, so you do have to sign up and ask for an invitation. I got my invitation in about 36 hours, so it's not one of those super exclusive betas. I think they're doing it more to just kind of keep the numbers limited so that they can grow at a rate that they can support. But I really like the tool, and I think it has great potential for students to do kind of a quick research project. You know, you're not going to do a super in-depth project, but if you're looking for something like kind of a warm-up activity for your students. Of, all right, we're going to study China for the next 3 weeks. Gather together some media that you can find about China and maybe do a quick explanation of the picture or the videos that you put on the page. So I think it has some nice potential, and it's a free tool, unlike Glogster, and nothing wrong with Glogster, but it is they no longer offer a free option.
Right,
so,
right. Nice. So
the newhive.com.
Newhive.com. And so I guess that this gets back to the conversation we've had before, actually. You know, we talked about Jellycam, for example. You know, the kind of content that we're asking students to create is evolving, and you know, the old essay still has its place, obviously. Written communication is pretty critical, but there's new ways of communicating now.
Yeah, I think the New Hive is one of those things that, like I said, you know, you use it at the beginning of a unit, and maybe it's a good way to do a conversation starter. You know, each kid makes a page about one particular niche. You know, I'll just stick with the China example for now. You know, if each kid picks one particular aspect of Chinese culture and then, you know, maybe they present to the class or you ask them questions about it, you know, it's a nice warm-up activity. And you don't have to have any kind of technical coding skill to make these pages. I think that's one of the great things about the web right now. And I hesitate to call it Web 2.0 because Web 2.0 has been thrown around for like 5 or 6 years now. I'm going to say that the 2012 web is that it's so easy for people to create content. And so now we need to move from just creating content to talking about the content. Why are we making it?
Right. No, that's exactly right. Excellent. All right, well, so that is thenewhive.com, still in a closed beta, but sounds like you can get a pass pretty quickly. So definitely check it out and see what you can do with your students. And thank you very much, Richard.
You're welcome.
Enjoy the rain there in Maine. We're enjoying it here in Massachusetts.
All right, take care.